Rabbi, so let's talk about the Tavon Vilna, the Shabbos Achar HaChag. Everything I'm telling you is coming from this Sefer called Pardes Eliezer, one of probably 20 volumes of various Minhagim in Klal Yisrael. It's not one person; it's done by a team of people. Koilel Damesek Eliezer. It's done by a whole koil. I don't know.
Where is it? Where's the koil in Haifa?
I don't know if it still exists anymore.
No,
in Brooklyn. No, in Brooklyn it says Brooklyn. Koilo Kestenbaum, Benesios Sarav, Rabbi Eliezer Kestenbaum.
Oh, Eliezer Kestenbaum.
You know who he is?
Russia called in Sakhmer, was.
I don't know if they saw this koilo still is in existence, but they put out over the years at least 20, maybe even 30 volumes.
Eliezer Kestenbaum was the Russia called in Sakhmer.
Minhage Yisrael, a lot of it is Hasidus steeped in Yoni Kabbalah. But in between the lines, there are some things that even I can understand, that I can gain, simple things that I can also take out of it. In any event, let's discuss the topic over here. She has a chapter called Shabbos Achar Hechog, the Shabbos after the festival. Which so there are many. First of all, what is the Shabbos called? So traditionally, this Shabbos is called, we don't hear this today, it's called, I'm not sure pronouncing this correctly, called Gala Matzis. Gala Matz. Remember, we once spoke about this. Shabbos b'toymi me Pesach anu mesivim la'oid la'oid chulya hamekasheres es ha'avar liyom ha'aboyim al yidei zichroin mitzvah samatza kev chulu chulu Hashem l'voy ha'nikr b'fi yisharim u'prat b'kerev kedoshim rabbeseinu g'dele ha'chasidim l'doro esayhem z'chusam yogin aleinu Shabbos Gala Matzos. Gimel Ayin Lamed Ayin.
Gala.
Okay, yellow, thank you.
Yellow
Matzos. Okay, I stand corrected. My ignorance just oozes out. Okay, like,
gotta learn Yiddish.
It just oozes out my thorough ignorance of everything and anything. So, Gala, how do you pronounce it again?
Gala
Matzos, which means yellow Matzos. What in the world is yellow Matzos? So, it basically means you take a challah, two things. The challahs traditionally after Pesach, I don't know if they do it today anymore, are round. They still do that today? Round?
Round is Yantav.
So that was.
Rosh Hashanah.
It's fast. So today the minig is Rosh Hashanah, they're round. Why Rosh Hashanah, they're round?
Because they have to cycle
a lot.
It's much faster.
They have to produce a lot. So
No, that's.
Then to braid one.
Alright, to braid. Right.
That's this one. That's this.
So right, that used to be traditional. That. After Pesach, especially when Shabbos is right after, there's no time to break. Quick. So they would make round challahs. Today, you go to the bakery today. Are the challahs round today? I don't know.
Except for the breakaway.
Okay, they make them round. Today we only see the round ones before Rosh Hashanah. Yom Tov, they make round?
Yeah.
Yom Tov, yeah? Okay. So why? I don't know. The minig of bakers.
What do you call it? There's an Indian of Yud-Bey's challah, so you make
okay, those are the Hasidic challah, right? But it used to be in the olden days that the Shabbos after Pesach, the challahs were round, and in addition to being round, they would smear the top of the matzah with egg, or they would put in. Anyway, they do it today. Anyway, no, but this much more so, much more so. Right, besides the shabbat, they would actually put egg yolks, or they would put a significant amount of egg on the top of the matzah to make the matzah look more yellow than ordinarily would look throughout the year. Why the combination of round and why the yellow? Why the yellow? So the round, they say, is because we wanted to remind us of the matzos. Being that traditionally matzos are round, because the pasuk says ugois matzos, uga means a circle. It means a circle, even though today all the machine matzos are perfectly square. They don't make round. They don't make round machine matzos. They don't make round. So matzos have a tzu. Is there a minig? Is there a hakpada? Obviously not. There's no, but is there a minig? I don't know. Ugois ug round. So in order that we in order to carry forth the chiba, the love of Pesach into the rest of the year, we don't just go from matzah to chametz. We try to remind ourselves of the love we have for Pesach by having the b'chalois in the tzura of what the matzos looked like only a few days ago. Now, why yellow? So this is part of the laying of the Shabbos. Shabbos. What do we learn on Shabbos? What do we learn on Shriya Shel Pesach? After Vayasa Yisrael Midbar Suf, after they came out of the yard, they traveled and they came to Morah. V'lo hoya shamayim lishtois. Kimorim heim. So what did Moshe do? Moshe went and he took the. They complained to Moshe. He took the matah. He threw it into the water, and the water vayim toku hamoyim. Sham, the waters became sweet. Sham choyku mishpat v'sham nitzahu. Vayoymer im shemaya atish v'lekol hashemachach v'yosh v'tasa v'yazant l'mitzvah v'shemanech v'chukov chomachla asher stand v'kol lo yasimunach yani asher mevech v'chulu v'chulu. In order to, now when did that take place? So if you make a calculation, Kriyas Yamsuf took place. Now I don't know the calculation. He has calculations over here, but not going to take too long the calculations. Kriyas Yamsuf took place in the middle of the week. So Machlokes did it take place on Shriya Shel Pesach? Was it either Tuesday or Wednesday? The Kriyas Yamsuf. How many days did it take until they got tomorrow? 3 days. According to one calculation, there are different calculations as to exactly when it happened, but according to one calculation, they reached Mora on Shabbos. And on Shabbos is when they complained. And it was on Shabbos when Moshe Rabbeinu threw the matah into the water and the water became sweet. Mora, bitter, something that's bitter, like bitter herbs, has a greenish, I don't know why we associate, yellow and green somehow are associated one with another. The tzohiv sometimes means yellow, sometimes it means green, even the yolk of an egg, it depends how you cook it, how long you cook it for, has sometimes a greenish hue over a yellowish hue.
Green,
it depends. So, therefore, in order to remind us that the event following Yetzias Mitzrayim, the event took place of coming tomorrow, just like we have Shabbos HaGadol. Before Pesach begins, there was a major event. 10 days before, for 10th day of Nisan, they tied the seh to the Kari Hamit, and the miracle happened. There's a Shabbos after Pesach. The Shabbos after Pesach is Shabbos Morah. And on Shabbos Morah, we learned a bitter lesson. The bitter lesson is don't challenge Hashem. We challenge Hashem and Hashem had rachmanis upon us. And we were given a very big bracha. Im shamoya tishma lekol Hashem ulekech v'ayosh ben avtasev v'zanta lemitzvah sav v'shamat kol chuk kol machla shestam shel kol machla shestam shel loisav nochi ani Hashem moifecha. There's a lot to learn from Shabbos tomorrow. And in fact, according to some, that's when we receive for the very first time the mitzvah of Shabbos. The mitzvah of Shabbos. So it's a Shabbos HaGadol. There's a Shabbos HaGadol before Pesach. There's a Shabbos HaGadol after Pesach. Shabbos Morah is a very significant Shabbos. We got the mitzvah of Shabbos Morah, which took place right after Pesach. Morah, yellow is a polite reminder for the concept of Morah. Because things that are bitter have a yellowish green hue. Therefore, it's called Shabbos. No, Shabbos Gela, because it's a reminder of Shabbos Morah. Okay, now some, he writes earlier that some say that it's a big toss, it's a big mistake. It's really what's called Shabbos Geula Matzos. Geula, not Gela, Geula. And why is it called Geula? It's after we come away from Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's like, you know, to be continued. Yitzias Mitzrayim ends off. Yetzias Mitzrayim ends off with to be continued. And we yearn, now that Pesach is over, we're yearning for the ultimate Geula. So there's a special, it percolates within us a yearning more. After such a wonderful experience, we want to be zecha to the Geula Shlema. Okay, let's go to another idea.
So what's the sort of Eve of or is it Geula?
Both, Eil of Eilu, different opinions, different traditions. You know, by us, we never heard of either or, right? Anyone here called Shabbos Gela? I never heard of this. Okay, there are a lot of things he asks. There's a lot of stuff here, but a lot of this is way over my head. I'm not going to even attempt to try to explain any of this. Let's talk about the key. Where does it come, this idea to put a key in your chal? Now, what does this mean exactly? There are many minhagim. Some actually take a key and they put it in the chal. Some of them put a key on top of the chal. Some of them don't put a key. They take a key, make a chal in the shape of a key. So I mean, you don't do none of the above. You just take a key and you perforate. You take the teeth of the key and you perforate the dough. So when you look at the challah, there are a lot of holes in the dough. How did those holes get there? Those holes got there because it was perforated by a key. What key do you use? So some say you use your key to your home. The minig was really to use the key to the Beis HaKnesses. The key to the Beis HaKnesses is the key you use to perforate the challah. Where does it come from, this idea of a key? Now let me tell you the best part first. The best part I like first, to go war backwards, not the most popular part, is Shabbos after Pesach is the Shabbos when we begin reciting Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos begins this Shabbos. This Shabbos, the first Pirkei Avos. Why, Bechlal, do we recite Pirkei Avos? The days are longer. The days are longer. Really, we should recite Pirkei Avos, some say, the whole year round. There are many, many reasons. But let's say, simple reasons. Derech Eretz Kodma L'Torah. Since now we are on our journey towards Har Sinai, to be Mekabel the Torah, before this Torah, Derech Eretz Kodma L'Torah. If you don't have good midos, tovos, it's not shaykh for you to come L'Day Torah. Therefore, we have to have Pirkei Avos, which is the Mesechlis that teach us the good midos. So these 6 weeks are the primary weeks when we learn Pirkei Avos. So we start learning Mishnayos. How many parakim of Mishnayos are there in Shas? 528. Really 527. But there's a Tosefta of Mesechta Bikurim, the last parak of Mesechta Bikurim. We append a special parak, which is really not part of the Rabbeinu HaKadosh, but it became part of the Mishnayos. So there's a total of 528. 528 is Begematria, Mafteach, a key. So therefore, as a polite reminder, when you sit down Friday night to eat your challah, to eat your bread, remember Rabbi Isai, we're now on our journey to be Mekabel the Torah. The Torah is Shas. The Torah Shabbat has 528 Perakim, Mafteach. And the Iker, Derech Eretz, the Iker Perakim of the Torah is, the Mishnayos Perakim is Pirkei Avos. Derech Eretz, Kodma L'Torah. So it is a polite reminder to remind about Torah Shabbat Peh, which is all rooted in the Mishnayos, Shisha, Sidrei Mishnah, and specifically in the Mishnayos of Pirkei Avos, which we begin on Shabbos that follows Pesach. By the way, one of the reasons why we learn Mishnayos is because when was Moshe Rabbeinu Nifter? We have a tradition, Moshe was Nifter on Shabbos afternoon. Even though that's a steer, it's really more Moshe was Nifter on Friday afternoon, but we accept he was Nifter for Shabbos afternoon, and that is one of the reasons why we recite Tzidek Hadin, Tzidkas Chetzedek. It's one of the reasons why you're not supposed to say Good Shabbos to your Chaver Shabbos afternoon. Mikra Adin, you're not supposed to learn. Shabbos afternoon is a time when the Beis Medrash is bottle. L'zecher the Avelis of Moshe, when the Melech is bottle, when the Talmud Chacham is bottle, Beis Midrash is bottle. But you don't want to mamash, do nothing, so you have to learn. So you learn something very light. Learn Mishnayos, Pirkei Avos, and especially since it begins with Moshe, Moshe Kibel Torah Sinai, U'masra Yeshua. So since these Mishnayos, the Mechav, these Mishnayos, they correspond to, they reflect upon Moshe Rabbeinu, it's appropriate to learn these Mishnayos. So therefore, since again we're learning Mishnayos, the Iker Mishnayos are Pirkei Avos, it's the Pesach, Mishnayos Pirkei Avos is the Mafteach to all of the other Mishnayos. And the Mishnayos Bechlal there are 528 Perakim, so therefore the word reminder is to focus on the concept of Mafteach. The zman when a person should mechazek himself in the learning of Mishnayos. The thing is not working. Wow. Now it's working. Okay, it was. I just have to repower it. Reboot. I gave you. It was on the whole time. I didn't do anything. I just rebooted it. I just turned it on and off.
Turn on the boot.
Please. I'm coming from here. That's why
we
just.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Reboot. That's tech support. You hire people, you pay them $100,000 a year to be in charge of tech support. And what do they do the whole day? I got a problem, I grab my computer, reboot.
Reboot. Take two aspirins.
You pay someone $100,000 a year to just say the word, to answer the phone, and say reboot.
Reboot.
Right?
When the PC starts.
Ribbit.
Reboot. Still today, also.
Ribbit.
Reboot.
When the PC's first.
That's all you gotta do.
That's all you gotta do. Every good seller.
Reboot. Reboot. That's all you gotta do. Reboot. Okay, another time. Another time why we have, the reason why we focus on the Matech is because Matech of Parnassah, in whose possession is the Mafteach of Parnassah? The Ribbono Shel Olam. And this answer goes two ways. When did the mon start falling? When did the mon represents Parnassah? When did Klal Yisrael start the mon fall the very first time? It's machlokes. Either it started on the 15th day of Iyar or on the 18th day of Iyar. I don't remember. In the middle of Iyar, 30 days, the 15th day, Lachar, the 15th day of Iyar, 30 days after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Not the day after they left Egypt. Not now. The mon fell 30 days after they left Mitzrayim. However, they have 30 days worth of matzah. They took with them 30 days worth of matzah.
Boy, at these prices, that's a lot of money.
30 days worth of matzah. Carry on their shoulders. Now, that's right. At these prices, they go back. That's why they need the Bizas Mitzrayim. They were wiped out. The Bizas Mitzrayim was all spent up after 30 days of eating hand matzah, shmur matzah, right? Okay, so 30 days of shmur matzah. However, Chazal say, the Ugois shoyitzil mi Mitzrayim to'amu bohem tam mon. The shmur matzah had a tam of mon.
Better
than time. So therefore, in Chazal's eyes, the mon really began the moment they left Egypt. The moment they left Egypt, already the hashpa of mon began. They did not physically receive the mon until 30 days later on. They had matzah, but the matzah already was a transition. The concept of mon is the concept of parnasa. Hashem said to Moshe, tell Aaron, kachts and senes achas, and put it in the Kodesh HaKadosh, the Zech of mon. In other words, this time of the year, when we leave Mitzrayim, we just came out of Mitzrayim, we're now beginning the new year. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim now begins a tekufa of Parnasa. In fact, Chazal say that Pesach is Yom HaDin L'Tvua. Just like on Aleph Tishrei is Yom HaDin Miyichya Miyamos, Sukkis is the Yom HaDin on Geshem, there's a Yom HaDin on the Tvua Saaretz on Pesach. Mm-hmm. Pesach is mana tvu is a degree, a dimension of a person's parnasa. Therefore, the mafteach to parnasa is in the hands of Hashem. Being that we are now starting a tekufa of a new season, okay, it's a new season of parnasa. We have to recognize how everything depends upon haschala, simone milsa. The beginning is always symbolic of how you get off the ground. Therefore, we have a duty to focus on, to perfect ourselves, to prepare for the future, by recognizing that the mafteach represents the mafteach parnos. It's b'yad Hashem. On the other way around, same idea. Pumfakert. When did the month stop? The month stopped on Pesach. When Klal Yisrael, they crossed the Yarden. When did they cross the Yarden? They crossed the Yarden on the 10th day of Nisan. They came into Eretz Yisrael. They offered the Korban Pesach. Vayoichlu mimocharas. Me'avur ha'oretz mimocharasai. The day after Pesach was over, in the time of Yehoshua, the month stopped. And what then? You got to make a parnasa. You got to work the land. You got to harvest the crop. You're on your own. You have no more free handouts. So therefore, again, who's going to provide for us? How are we going to have parnasa? The mafteach, the Gemara Masechta Taina says, the mafteach to parnasa is in the hands of Hashem. So being that this time of the year, this tekufa, is both the beginning, the haschola of the zman, when Hashem gave us the mon, which is parnasa, mitzat sheni, it's also the time of the year when the mon stopped, and we were on our own to provide parnasa for ourselves at this time of the year. The maftech of parnasa, it's a time of the maftech of parnasa. We have to reflect upon that, and we have to have the mafteach to recognize that it's Hashem's control. Yiftach Hashem lechem, we mevakesh Hashem should open up the arubas Hashemayim and provide us with parnasa. Okay, let me just see if anything else before we conclude.
Did you quote it right? And he said the reason why that they make the tefillahs during Pesach are always open with davening, but as they close to the end of Pesach,
the gates of heaven close. So you have to keep them open.
So you have to keep them open. So he puts in the
Share Shemayim Sach, the Ila Shar.
To put the key in the challah,
to keep it open.
If you're married to Shabbos, the challah is part of Shabbos, so
to keep open.
It opens up the gates of.
Okay, another very nice word I like about it's really about the folks who make the chalas like matzah. This is the word for the chasam sofer. We mentioned this before Pesach. Is that the, what's the question of the manishtan? The manishtan lands in mikol halos shemchol halos anochlim chamitzu matzah halayla zem matzah. What's the kash of the chacham? When you bring a carbon toida, a toida has both chamitzu matzah. So why is every time something good has happened to us, a choylesh and a srape, you cross the yam, you cross the midbar. That's freed from prison, you bring a carbon toida. The toida has chametz, it's 40 loaves of bread of chametz, so 10 loaves of bread of chametz, and 30 loaves of bread of matzah. Chametz and matzah. The night of Pesach, we're bringing to Hashem a carbon toida. The carbon Pesach is a carbon toida. The carbon Pesach, and yet we only bring matzah. Where is the chametz that accompanies the carbon toida? The Pesach is the toida, and you're supposed to have chametz and matzah. Yet, the little Pesach, we only have the chametz, with the matzah, and we don't have the chametz. That's exactly what we're doing now on the Shabbos after Pesach. The chalois are made in the tzura of a matzah as a reminder, but it's chametz. This is the hashlama to the carbon toida. Pesach was a zman of miracles. We have an obligation to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu Toida. The Toida we brought the Pesach, that's the animal. We brought the Matzos. And now we're doing the third part of the Karban Toida. We're bringing the Chometz part of the Karban Toida. So it's a Hemshach. You're going into this week, you're really being mashlim the shashlama of what the Yom Tov Pesach is all about. And therefore, there's a minig, the matzah, the challah should be round to resemble the tzur of the matzah, to remind us that we're being mashlim the avodah of Yimei HaPesach. Have a wonderful day. Mirat Hashem tomorrow. See you all tomorrow. Mirat Hashem. Mirat Hashem.